The White House kicked off its Made in America Week on Monday with a showcase of locally made products from each state. There were well-known brands like Campbell's Soup from New Jersey and Gibson Guitars from Tennessee. And right there, along with those bigger names, was Cider Belly Donuts. The Meredith-based company was chosen to represent the Granite State at the event. Morning Edition host Rick Ganley caught up with Cider Belly's owner, Jessica Stevens, yesterday to talk about that experience.
Tell us a little bit about your business, Cider Belly's.
So we opened our business about 6 years ago at Moulton Farm in Meredith, New Hampshire. We do strictly cider donuts. We have the traditional plain and cinnamon sugar, and then we try to mix it up a little bit with some new toppings just to get people a little bit of excitement with their taste buds. And since then, we've grown pretty quickly. We have two other locations, one on the I-93 northbound Hooks at Welcome Center, and also in Center Harbor, we teamed up with a barbecue company, Rub and Butts Barbecue, to open a storefront there as well.
How did the whole Made in America thing come about for you?
We just received a phone call from Jeannie Forrester on Friday, just saying, giving us a heads up that the White House might be calling us and to make sure we answer the phone. And when the White House called, they just said, you know, they have an event and they would love us to participate in it if we could and let us know that it was Monday. And
so
we just kind of jumped at the opportunity.
You only had the weekend to get down there, huh?
Yeah.
To put it all together?
We were notified Friday and we were there. We drove our car down right away to make sure we were there for Monday morning.
And so you got to the White House on Monday. Tell us about that experience.
It's incredibly humbling. I mean, this is a place where, you know, Americans go to visit all the time, and walking in and being able to go places that the regular citizen can't go, and we were cooking our donuts in the White House kitchen, was absolutely incredible. It was an amazing experience.
So you actually got to use the White House kitchen?
Yes. We brought our donut machine that we have in Meredith right down in the car with us, and brought it right into the White House kitchen and cooked donuts fresh for the cabinet members and the administration.
Because that's your business, right, making them fresh. Did they kind of expect you to do that, or were they expecting you to just kind of come
in with a box full of donuts? No, actually, they expected us to just bring down some pre-made donuts, and we sort of insisted that if you're going to try our donuts, they got to be hot and fresh. And we asked them if we could bring our donut machine with us so that they could have the donuts the way that we serve the donuts to our customers. And they said, yes, that would be fine. And they accommodated us amazingly.
How did it go over?
It was great. Everyone loved the donuts. We were getting some really great praise from everybody who tried them. And it was amazing.
Any trip to the White House can get political. Did you have any reservations about going down and taking part?
Not so much. I have a passion for politics and I love politics. And there's always that concern, what kind of backlash are you going to get? But for this particular event, I really had to take a step back and understand that this was a bipartisan event. They were both Republicans and Democrats there. They're celebrating businesses. They're celebrating people who are bringing jobs to America and helping the American economy grow. So there's not a whole lot people can be angry about with that type of event. And you just hope, you know, that people understand businesses, small and large, can contribute to the greater good of the country. And it doesn't really matter what your political affiliation is. We're all in this together and we all need to make it work.
What's the reaction been from customers? I imagine you have some regulars. What have they said about it?
Everyone has been incredibly supportive. I think we live in a small town and they know how much heart and soul I've put into the business. And, you know, a lot of people have just come back saying it's been well deserved and congratulating me. And the support that I've been getting has been incredible. Everyone is just really happy for us, which is great.
The premise was to promote American-made products. So as a local business owner, what are your biggest challenges?
Especially in New Hampshire, we have a very low unemployment rate. So it's incredibly difficult for us to find staffing for our business, especially as it grows. When we opened our third location this year, it was a challenge to find people to work there. So that's always an issue. You know, I love my staff. They're like family to me. Another issue is making sure they're being provided for and they can provide for their family. So healthcare, minimum wage issues are always big issues for a small business owner. And, you know, making goods and products that are here in the United States is important, as well as making them cheaply so that, you know, we can actually make money at what we're doing. So there's quite a few issues that touch the small business owner as well as the large manufacturers.
Jessica Stevens, owner of Cider Belly's Donuts in Meredith, thank you for the time.
Thank you.